This life seems so confused. Sometimes I just sit and don't know what to say. I ask myself why and where am I going, and does anybody know the way? I hear people say, come over here, listen to me. Oh, I've got it. Yes, I know what's going on. But man's wisdom has always failed him, and I know someone who never can. Choose to follow him. Clouds, clouds may come and cover the sun, and I may feel all alone. But Jesus' feet I can see right beside me, 'cause together we're walking home. Following Christ, there is no other so loving and so wise. And He, the one who cares, the one who understands, so I'll choose.
This life is a series of choices, moments where we sit and don't know what to say, whether it's positive surprises or negative surprises. There's always surprises, and it always brings a need for some choice to be made. And I believe that's by a master design. I think it's the only way that God can get our attention. The basic choice is whether to look up or continue looking at our perception of the circumstances and the world as it is presenting itself to us and how we're dealing with it in ourself and down here. In other words, looking down instead of looking up. And man, it just seems like it takes so much to get me to do the logical thing, which is to immediately look up when there's an atmosphere of challenge or disaster or even promotion or accolades. I've found through the years that looking up is the only way to get my bearing, because there's only one who knows this road, who's been down it before. And that one has made himself more available than any friend or family member or anybody, any other human being. This one that has been down this road and understands everything I go through. Not a single thing is a surprise to him. I've always walked into those situations thinking, well, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's ever had this kind of experience. But when I look up into his face, he's obviously not worried. He's not freaked out, because he's been there before. And he, not only knowing, because he put me together with his own fingers and designed this world that I'm living in, but he also has experienced it in human flesh. And so he's the only one that knows. Everybody else is guessing. Everybody else has some kind of angle to market to us. I only have one thing to sell, and that's look up. Why not walk every step with him?